A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, marine conservation support Indigenous rangers on unique swordfish rescue missions. We're going to catch up a yarn over Dr. Leonardo Guerra, and he's with AMCS Shark Scientist. He is on the line. Dr. Leonardo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about Indigenous rangers working on unique swordfish rescue missions and working closely with scientists as such. That's a good bridge builder there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And look, I just want to firstly acknowledge and thank the Northern Land Council and the Malik Malik for allowing me on country to share such a unique and powerful experience. And a big shout out to the Malik Malik Rangers, Aaron, Amos, Maddie and Justin, who have been doing some amazing work. So as you touched on, it's such a unique opportunity not just to save a critically endangered animal whose numbers are really, really low, and any chance of survival is a good chance, but it's also great to really connect with the broader community, to connect with Indigenous mobs and really deliver outcomes for country and also just for people in society in general, and then get to meet some amazing people and do some great work with them too.
Fantastic. Let's talk about the marine animal regarding swordfish. Are they in dire straits in regard to distinction, are they?
Yeah, so when we look at swordfish, the northern part of Australia is the world's like last stronghold for the species across the world. So it's a global lifeboat. And of the five of the species in the world, four of them are in the northern parts of Australia. They're endangered and critically endangered depending on which species you look at. The ones we were rescuing, they're known as large-toothed swordfish, and they're critically endangered. And this one particular spot along the Daly River, they're there. We know they're there, and we really have a chance to save them from billabongs that are drying up. It's a guaranteed death sentence. So these rescue missions go out. The Malik Malik Rangers survey and patrol the area, and each year after the wet, they go, look, guys, we've got some swordfish here. They're trapped in this billabong. Let's get our kit together, let's get out there, let's rescue them, put them in the river, in the Daly River, and give them a solid chance at life. So although it's a natural process that some of these swordfish do get trapped in billabongs and the floodwaters receive, when we look at the threats swordfish face, so the threats they face are commercial fishing in nets, but they also face, particularly in the Daly, the threat of water extraction for farming from the river itself and from the floodwaters. And then on top of all that, you've also got global warming, which affects the wet seasons and can drive the billabongs quicker. So any single chance that they have at a shot at survival is critically important. And fantastic work to the Malik Malik Rangers because they're giving these swordfish that chance.
Fantastic. And so the Indigenous rangers are operating on their sea country, protecting their marine life, but working closely with you guys as scientists. And that in itself is a good comradeship, yep.
It's beautiful. And the funny thing is, you said sea country, but the funny thing is we're operating like 70 k's inland. So these animals like have this, they're a symbol of this connection between the ocean and the freshwater rivers. And they're one of the only swordfish that can actually tolerate completely fresh water. Yeah, it's an incredible experience to work on these animals so far upstream. But as you touched on, like, the relationship between the scientists and the TOs out there is phenomenal, and there's an exchange of knowledge, there's an exchange of experiences. And you know, the rangers are doing the science themselves too. They're learning some of the new techniques taught to them from Dr. Peter Kine at Charles Darwin University. And at the same time, we're there and we get this opportunity to experience country and really understand the importance of country and what these animals mean to people and the health of the broader environment.
Dr. Leonardo, are you finding globally now that professionals, scientists as such, are reaching out to Indigenous people across the planet?
I would say a lot of scientists are a lot more conscious of it now because the reality is that Indigenous peoples, whether you're talking about Australia or the Americas or anywhere really, have a vast, vast cultural knowledge of the land that they've been on, and that information is critically important also to the information you get from conventional science. And I think when you can marry the two together, not only do you get better outcomes for the environment, but you get better outcomes for people in general. and you can really kick some serious goals, which I think is really awesome.
Well, as I mentioned, when we talk about that fantastic comradeship, we're talking about the knowledge that they exchange and shared, but also looking after Mother Earth and the animals and plants that are on Mother Earth, and we need to get it together. It's fantastic what you guys are doing there.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. And again, like, massive props to the rangers out there, because they're doing some fantastic work, and particularly up there in the north, like when you look at the wet and dry seasons, I look at it like the heartbeat of the north, like life depends on it, the wet and the dry. And like any heartbeat, you want it to be regular. So long as we keep these rivers flowing, like the arteries in our blood, they keep flowing nice and clean, like, it'll be healthy. But we've got to make a real solid effort to do so. And this is what we're hoping to achieve, not just for Sawfish, but for the top end entirely as well.
Are you finding that the governments are at the table in regarding support and using that deadly tool, finance, in this space?
Yeah, so what we'd like to see, generally speaking, this is not just for Sawfish, but for a lot of endangered animals, is stronger environmental laws. And as part of those stronger environmental laws, when we look at animals like Sawfish, we want to see them recognised as endangered, which is what they are,
yes,
and then have the appropriate plans and the appropriate money put into those plans so that basically we can protect them and we can help them recover. So you're right, like, that money needs to be given to these, what they call recovery plans,
yep,
for these threatened species. We need stronger environmental laws, and the benefits, like I said, don't just benefit any one particular species, like, they benefit an entire ecosystem, and obviously that ecosystem is the very life support that we need to survive, so it benefits us.
Well, it's a team effort, and the phrase they use for COVID-19, we're all in this together. So it's fantastic we are getting it together. Dr. Leonardo, thank you so very much for sharing.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
A deadly young there, Dr. Leonardo Guida, and he's a AMCS shark scientist from the Australian Marine Conservation Society, and talking about the society and the scientists' conservation's support Indigenous rangers on unique sawfish rescue missions. And once again, big shout out to the Mullick Rangers and the work they're doing, and also Charles Darwin University and Northern Land Council. Deadly partnership all round. Have you say Yan Up Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain, a member. They believe in our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murder without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest. Thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence. When the moon at its highest, and my soul is defined. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline, coming. Mother wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride.
Say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline, come in, come in. Mother wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day
I let my culture guide my way, to guide my way, to guide my way, yo.
Home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. No, no. See the stories on. day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Leave my way back home, back home. Leave my way back home, back home. When I've been lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. Over all of my limbs, wash away my sins. Smoke's filling my lungs, invite the presence in. Yo, better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try to smoke at the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal, came on their boats, killing our people. Back home, back home. When I've been lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Street lights, no, no. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, but let's see that sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Come, ya little bro, bro, come, ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip out, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton, low passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see your boy. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you achieve an island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me ply, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton, blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you more. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you achieve an island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take off the boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton, low passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you walk. Come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a flip boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday.
Till Friday.
I'll buy your favorite Chicken Island rooster, one cotton, low passion pop. If not,
say see you walk.
So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not,
say see you walk.
Say see you walk.
Where are Borlas? No, Pedro. Where's the Pedro? Ah, oh, we're stuck now.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And we that's BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we do go across the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Francis Russell, who's the CEO of Food Force organisation in regard to the cyberspace. And Australia needs a triple O number for cyber crime. And we're going to have that conversation now with Francis. Very good morning, Francis. How are you?
I'm very well, Trevor. Thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you very much for coming along to the program. Look, we're talking about cyber crime, and you're saying that Australia needs a triple O number for cybercrime because we are in the 21st century and cyberspace is happening and cybercrime is way up there. It's way up there ranking big time in regarding crime. So there needs to be something done in this space, yes?
Yes, that's right. There's a specialist police force for every other type of crime.
Yes.
But not one that just investigates cybercrime. So it's a massive problem. It's growing so fast. There's a new cyber attack every 8 minutes. all the time. So in Australia, it's costing $33 billion a year.
Whoa.
So that's a huge number.
That's a lot of money, a lot of damage. And if you look at it, the government, if not policymakers, are living in the dark ages. It is the 21st century. It is the information age. Change with the times, we get left behind. In regard to left behind, $32 billion in crime, they need to act on it and act on it fast.
Yes, I think so. In the authorities, there's a lot of work being done on cyber crime and a lot of cooperation around the globe, but we don't have individuals and businesses don't know what they could do when they're attacked by a cyber criminal. So they don't know who they can call, who they can report it to. You can't necessarily get it followed up. And unless you know all about it already,
exactly,
you're not even prepared. So it's
so, Francis, what's happening at the moment? What is the space? What is the protection we have as constituents of this country? If someone is a victim of cybercrime, who do they call? And what's the so-called process?
Well, if you've been attacked, you can report it. So the Australian Cyber Security Centre is an Australian government body. You can report a cyber crime to them, mm-hmm. but they can't investigate for you and get your money back that's been stolen. So it's not like calling the police. And people don't usually have never even heard of that body.
Sure, so, exactly.
And people who call the normal police, you're actually using up valuable police resources when the police you're talking to can't do anything about it because they're not properly trained.
Sure.
And they have no facility to investigate a cybercrime.
So if you ring AAA, you've got the police, ambulance or the fire brigade, there should be another number for cybercrime because if you're talking $33 billion, that is a lot of money and plus the victims and what they've got to go through. There's a empty space there, null and void, and it needs to be filled, and we need to protect the constituents of this country.
Yes, I think so. It would be a great help to small and medium-sized businesses and individuals. Big businesses often have their own security arrangements. A lot of small businesses don't even have insurance, and they don't have a plan.
Exactly.
They don't really know what they should do.
And look, big companies got a bit of coin there. They can afford to have a so-called security for cybercrime and have a protection or insurance about it, but smaller companies can't. Where do we go from here and who do you talk to? And before you continue with the conversation, Francis, just enlighten the people about Food Force and who you guys are.
Well, Food Force, we're an IT support company. We do managed services. We do security for small and medium businesses. So we've been working in this space for 20 years, looking after the IT and security needs of Australian businesses all that time. And over that time, cybercrime has grown to become the biggest single offering that we do for people because it's grown so rapidly.
If you're looking at crime out there, and whether it be breaking and entering, whether it be drink driver, whatever the case may be, cybercrime is up there, is it not? And if that's the case, there should be a space to nullify that, to fix it.
Yep, cybercrime is the fastest growing.
There you go.
Beyond the planet, it outstrips all the big tech giants. It makes more money than Microsoft and Tesla and Apple all combined.
Exactly.
It's much bigger than any of them.
So who do you talk to as the CEO of Food Force? You're talking to me on National Talk Black and governments are listening to our conversation, but where do we go from here? I mean, who do we talk to in regarding the minister's role?
Well, I suppose it's up to authorities like police, government, how they might want to implement the idea.
Yeah.
But let's get some talk happening and get something happening about this enormous black hole.
Exactly.
In what we do for people.
Exactly. Well, we're having a yarn here, Francis, and look, that's a start. And thank you for coming to the program. And like I said, we need to fill this void in regarding the protection of Australians out there in the cyber world. And if you're talking $33 billion, then that is a big hole there, my dear.
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, thank you for your call, Francis, and all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon. And when the borders open up, come up and join us here in Cairns.
Thank you. I'll certainly do that.
Frances, thank you. You take care. Bye. Bye-bye. That's Frances Russell, her name is. She's the CEO of Food Force. Food Force is an organisation, a company, cybersecurity. But we're talking about Australia needs a triple O number for cybercrime. We're talking about $33 billion a year in the loss of because of cybercrime. And that is a space that needs to be fixed up in that regard. So, look, have your say. Yana Strong, maybe you've been a victim of that. Give us a call. Have your say. And that just shows that we do need work in that area. Yana Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.